You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's bring in our guy, Jason Gibbs.
What
That's you, Gibbs.
At? What are you laughing at?
What?
What are you laughing at?
A little off-air
Nothing,
candor.
A little off-air nonsense over here.
A little secrets.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're just Nothing. Actually, it was the thought of you wearing no pants behind that big board.
You know what, dude? And we just take, like, the whole time we were playing that D.U.A. LeBron thing, I was under the table again. Trying
sure
to.
You were.
Yep. Had to. We couldn't play our Skyview spots on
you
the Browns
and Goldhammer down tonight. There on your hands and knees.
Easy there, That's buddy. Cute. That's the boss, man. You gotta be right. Careful.
Cool.
You end up in meetings. That just doesn't go well for anybody.
I'm good. FaceTime me.
FaceTime you.
Number one.
All right, guys, around the league. We're starting to get into the 2 weeks of mini camps. To New York we go. And the Jets, defensive end Muhammad Wilkerson, will report to minicamp despite not having a new contract. His teammate Sheldon Richardson the other day said Wilkerson deserves Ndamukong Suh money. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree. I think the New York Jets' willingness to give him $100 million is between slim and none, and Slim just jumped off a bridge. So that means there's zero chance he gets $100 million. Does he deserve to get it paid and a significant payday? Absolutely. And what's even more far-fetched is that probably next year or a year after that, Sheldon Richardson is probably, continuing on the same path, is going to probably want $100 million too. So there's no way they keep both. There's no way they pay both. So they have to be willing to work to get this deal done.
I don't think he's getting Ndamukong Suh kind of money. He's not. He's very, very good, but he's not the same type of disruptor in the
backfield.
And
the Jets have been a bad team, and you can't make serious money on a team that doesn't win.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see him getting that kind of money. No way. I don't think that he's the kind of pass rusher that Ndamukong Suh is. I don't think he's the same kind of disruptor that he is.
Is there anybody that deserves Ndamukong Suh money outside of Ndamukong Suh?
J.J. Watt.
Yes.
Well, okay. I walked into that one. Besides those two.
Besides Ndamukong Suh and J.J. Watt.
Defensively?
And the reason why I bring it up is, you know, you've got guys, if Gerald McCoy can get $100 million, I'm pretty sure my guy Mo Wilkerson can get $100
million. And you figure Junior Gallette just got $55 million, you know, so there's your market. Junior Gallette, a high-quality player for the New Orleans Saints, just got $55, and you're talking about the best defensive lineman in the game got $100. And I think that Muhammad Wilkerson would be happy with something right about smack dab in the middle.
I don't think outside of, we're talking Ndamukong and J.J. Watt, is there anybody? I don't think so. I really don't. I don't think there's anybody else that's even in that stratosphere.
And for you as a football guy, not to even consider a third name. And if I said you have to name one, and if it's not Muhammad Wilkerson, you definitely don't pay him $100 million.
Yeah, I don't think it is Muhammad Wilkerson. I don't even know who it would be. I don't even know where you would begin to start with that.
Could have been Hardy, but he screwed that up.
Yeah, I mean
playing football last year.
Yeah, I that's a tough one. That's a real tough one. I really don't know who it is. I mean, in terms of another lineman, is it maybe Robert Quinn? Would he be the next closest? But he didn't even have that great of a
and
year.
And McCoy
the
already got
season.
His $100 million.
Right.
Was he worth it?
Gerald McCoy?
Yeah.
He's a good player. I don't know if he's worth
$100 million.
If he continues to go down this road, maybe Aaron Donald in St. Louis will end up getting that kind of money.
Yeah.
Marcel Darius in Buffalo. But I really think the only one that's worth that money is J.J. Watt. I don't think there's anybody else even close to J.J. Watt.
I'm telling you right now, there's only one position that deserves a $100 million contract.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
And J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt's worth whatever.
He is.
Okay.
Number two.
Question number two today, we go out to Arizona. Carson Palmer says he's 100%. To Oakland, Derek Carr says he's also back to 100%. If you have to put money on which guy can have the most productive season, which one are you going with?
Productive in terms of stats or wins?
I would say productive. Let's not go wins because we know Arizona's clearly a better team than Oakland.
I'm gonna go with David Carr. Derek Carr. Sorry.
It's okay.
Derek Carr.
It was a late night last night.
I really do, and I think a lot of that has to do with, I don't know if Carson Palmer's going to play 16 games. You know, coming off an injury, Arizona's very talented around him. We saw other quarterbacks win in that system, ultimately not get it done, you know, in the playoffs. But I think Derek Carr, with what's happening there in Oakland, is going to take a large stride from year one to year two, and then even a bigger stride once he gets a few more pieces from year two to three, and the Oakland Raiders will be back in the race in the AFC West division.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, in terms of stats, it's going to ultimately end up being Carr. They're going to throw more. You get him Amari Cooper. You bring in Michael Crabtree, so they get some weapons. Clive Walford, the tight end out of the U. I think he's got some weapons there. It's going to be a pass-oriented scheme. Carson Palmer, I think, is going to have a very efficient season. But, again, I don't know how much he's going to play. I think it's going to be a team that is going to win with defense. Yeah, they're going to throw the ball. John Brown that they've got. They've got some great receivers in Larry Fitzgerald, Michael Floyd, John Brown. But I think Derek Carr is going to be the more productive from a statistical standpoint.
I just don't know if Carson Palmer is going to stay healthy enough.
Yeah, right. I agree.
I don't buy he's anywhere close to 100%.
No.
He's back, he's 100%. I've had the ACL thing. Like, your first year back, you're about 70 to 75%, even as an athlete. And then you're back to, like, 90%. You're never back to 100%.
No.
And you constantly play in doubt, as we saw, you know, Brian Hoyer overcome that. You know, some of his early troubles in the year was trying to overcome coming back from an ACL injury.
I don't know. I'm not buying it.
Number three.
To Seattle we go. Russell Wilson, Jimmy Graham. We're not talking contract, though, for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, Jimmy Graham, that combo. The only combo that I can see better is Tom Brady and Gronk. Is there another quarterback tight end combo that's going to be as good as Russell Wilson and Jimmy Graham?
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore. And I'd say the runners-up that are kind of the old hat in this category are my guy, Phillip Rivers, and Antonio Gates. As I said, they were where these guys were at 5 years ago, so they've taken over that position. I think the other situation is Tony Romo, Jason Witten. But again, they're well beyond their – all of them, that combination is well beyond their prime. Jimmy Graham, Russell Wilson – Gronk, Tom Brady is the new age connection at the tight end position.
Yeah, and that's more of an indictment to me on the tight end position because I don't think there are other tight ends that can compete with Gronk and Graham. You know, maybe last year Peyton Manning, Julius Thomas, you could have made the argument there, but what are the next best ones? Witten and Romo, Greg Olsen, Cam Newton? That's not even in the same league.
Martellus Bennett, Jay Cutler?
Yeah, not even in the same league. So, you know, Josh McCown, Rob Housler is going to give them a run for their money, but I think that right now you'd have to go with Gronk and Brady and Graham and Russell Wilson.
Number four.
All right, guys, final question today. Hearing great things out of Tennessee, Marcus Mariota is throwing the ball well in shorts and sometimes helmets. Jameis Winston saying and doing all the right things. Looking back, would you still go with Jameis Winston over Marcus Mariota?
I'm going to take the Jason Gibbs approach to both of these individuals.
Yes, baby.
Let me see it on the football field. Prove it to me. So at this point, it's a washout in my eyes. I got to see how both of them perform when the bullets are flying, training camp, preseason, and the real deal.
I think that Jameis Winston is an NFL quarterback. He's a pocket passer. He has all the intangibles. Talking to some of the guys on this team from Florida State, great leader. Very football smart, almost a savant. I think that he is clearly the better pro prospect. That has not changed one iota for me, and I'm going 100% famous Jameis.
Not even thinking, not even having doubts that maybe Mariota.
No,
could be pretty good.
No, he could be pretty good, but Jameis Winston's going to be better.
Interesting,
because Nathan Zagura said so.
Because I said so. We're just asking for my opinion.
No,
I
know.
This is an opinion segment. It might be frowned upon by management, but it's an opinion segment.
Now I think we're back to opinions. Sort of.
We're free.
The blue pill this week.
That's right. All right, that'll do it for Around the League. When we come back, last chance to get on the phones, 216-578-0850. Talk Browns, talk Cavs, talk whatever you want. And also, we'll dip into our Cleveland Browns Daily Mailbag. Some good questions I've seen already pop up in the mailbag. It's your last chance to tweet us, at Nathan Zagura, at MattWilhelm35, at Browns_Daily. Use the hashtag mailbag, and we'll get to those right after this.